My heroes in terms of human beings, living and dead, were Joseph Beuys. He lived with one foot in the world of scientific ideas and the other foot in the world of all the arts. Beuys believed everyone is an artist. I believe everyone is an artist. Maybe they don't think they are an artist. They are educated, trained not to be an artist. But I say, your reality lies in your potential as a creative person. You're not born to be a slave working on a computer, in a factory, in a call centre, in a politician's office. You are a creative person.
He was already pushing me to the limit and saying, you know, he felt so sorry for me in the art world. He was really unhappy about himself in the art world. He was causing real trouble in one of the great art schools of the world, which was Düsseldorf Art Academy. He was really pushing it, and I have the responsibility of pushing it now.
I said to him, I have a good reason for you being in Scotland. There's no point in looking at the... We don't have a world of art in Scotland. I think there's absolutely no doubt I was not playing the role of a gallery director. I was playing the role of a fellow artist. From that moment on, whatever he did was the result of a combined art. It was a combined artwork.
And it was his preparedness to follow me wherever I asked him to come. No question.
It was a double act. We were like brothers. I never presented Beuys. I invited him to work with me. I invited Cantor to work with me in the poorhouse. A stupid artist would have run away from the poorhouse and say, I cannot show, this is not a gallery.
He could never have worked in Edinburgh College of Art unless I had chosen Edinburgh College of Art and told him these are the spaces that you have. He could never have created Celtic Kinloch Rannoch unless he had come to the world of Celtic Kinloch Rannoch and experienced it with me.
Why is Beuys laughing? Both of us are laughing. We're laughing at the art world and how pathetic and simple-minded it is and how it's not helping artists except helping them to become representatives of the world market.